Ross Terrell, and this is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly look at arts and culture in Mid-Missouri. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David McCullough spoke Wednesday night at the Missouri Theater about the lessons to be learned from the Founding Fathers. McCullough has written biographies on historical figures like John Adams, Harry Truman, Teddy Roosevelt, and, most recently, the Wright brothers. In addition to his Pulitzers, he has been awarded the National Book Award and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. KBIA's Riley Began was there and has this.
McCullough says America's founders shared some critical characteristics, like a sense of dedication, loyalty, and an obligation to serve. Most of all, they drew revolutionary ideals from the scholars that came before them. McCullough says for both the founders and for modern Americans, knowing the past means planning for the future.
Patriotism isn't just demonstrated by waving a lot of flags. And patriotism involves knowing who went before us. It's, to me, having no interest in our history is in its way unpatriotic.
McCullough says that learning from the past requires a love of literature. One of his favorite historical figures, John Adams, never had much money, but accumulated more than 8,000 books over his lifetime. McCullough says this love of learning and reading showed an admirable measure of ambition.
Words matter. Words change history. Words stir the hearts of people and lift their aspirations above the norm, above the mundane, above the selfish and self-serving.
Before McCullough took the stage, a line of admirers snaked around the block. The crowd queued up again afterwards, trying to meet the decorated author. Among them were Sue Hammond and her husband, Ken.
He really makes you want to know more about history. We just recently read The Wright Brothers. We've spent a lot of time in North Carolina. He just makes these people come alive, and you feel so appreciative.
Despite McCullough's assertion of, quote, creeping amnesia among youth today, plenty of young faces dotted the crowd. MU freshman and clinical psychology major Rosalie Chott started loving history when she took a class with an inspiring teacher her junior year of high school.
Kind of like David was talking about, like when you have teachers that really know what they're talking about and you know they're interested in it, it makes me interested in it. So that's kind of why I started liking it.
Despite his success, McCullough still holds an interest in today's democracy. He believes an ideal candidate should possess the strong morals exemplified in the founders.
I think what the main thing we need are good people taking up their responsibility to serve their country in more demonstrative and open ways, open in the sense that others will be inspired by their examples. That's what we need.
McCullough's lecture marked the opening of the Kindner Institute on Constitutional Democracy, which supports the study of the American democratic tradition at MU. The director of the institute, Justin Dyer, has high hopes for the future of the program.
In the future, we'd like to do a lot of different things, all with the core mission of promoting political thought and history education. Some of that involves bringing new faculty to campus. Some of it involves designing new programs for undergraduate students, for supporting the research of our graduate students and postdoc fellows, and doing events like this for the community to try to draw people from the public into the intellectual life of the institute.
And it seems like he's in luck. The Institute's celebrations continued Thursday morning when Rich and Nancy Kinder announced a $25 million endowment that will greatly expand the scope of the program. With KBIA News, I'm Riley Began.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.